37.
Of hoarders while poop was running down the walls in some areas of that boat. Non-flushing toilets. It was a nightmare for so many people, including a five-year-old girl who was on her very first cruise with her parents. Here's what one woman had to say about the travel on the Triumph for the last 4 days.
There was towels laying all on the floor in the hallway from sewage. Sunday and Monday, we were really, it was just a bunch of fear. And you could just feel fear. But we had a good prayer meeting. Appreciate your family. And don't take them for granted, which I didn't feel like I did before. But just love them more because you never know the last time.
The wind was really bad, so it was just tilting the boat this side.
They kept saying we were completely safe, but it didn't feel safe.
Oh, see, that's the scary thing. A lot of people were reporting that they were tilting when they, as they were out there. When I say out there, they're out in the Gulf of Mexico, and then eventually they're getting closer and closer to Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, this is 5 days at sea like this, an engine fire, and what a disaster it turned out to be. Crews were doing everything they could. Passengers were cheering. They hung over balcony rails, waiting in lines to just get off that boat. You know, it takes about 4 or 5 hours, especially this size boat. You're talking about, you know, 14 feet high and 900 feet long. You're talking about a ton of people, you know, having to get off, and they were ready to go. They were ready to roll because they wanted to get, they wanted this to be over with. They wanted it to be done. So you have young people on there, older people on there, honeymooners, and the passengers, you know, just tried to keep calm. For the most part, it sounds like people were pretty calm on it, but upset about the conditions. And all this happened Sunday when a fire off the coast of, an engine fire off the coast of Mexico left them listing to the side and drifting in the Gulf of Mexico's currents, which can be awful. Two passengers had to be taken off the ship because of medical situations, including one woman who the Coast Guard said had a possible stroke. So they got her off, and so there you go. And they're finally disembarked. They're going to get $500. Their cruise is paid for, and they'll get discounts to future cruises. So here's the thing. Will this hurt the image, the brand of Carnival Cruise? And that's where we begin America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have a lot of interesting things coming up in this hour, including a conversation with a member of a group that I've become pretty fond of, Black Conservatives, who are raging over the State of the Union address and some of the things that the president mentioned, some of the broad strokes. They, you know, he picks them apart and talks about also Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, and how that's playing out and what it really means, including the fact that a lot of men don't realize prostate exams aren't being covered. And when I say they're not being covered, they're not being covered for some. So there's a lot of this weird cherry picking going on and how that all ends up. And it, that, you know, this is part of the conversation, but there's some other things certainly that we're talking about too as well. And you'll hear that conversation here in this hour of America Tonight with just a great guy who has been around politics for a very, very long time and is so frustrated by what he's seeing, Stacey Swimp. And he's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network and is so anti-Obama and gives his reasons why. You know, says, yeah, I'm not just throwing stuff out here. Gives his reasons why he is and what the policies are doing to the economy of this administration. But before we get there, we talked about the cruise. The other big thing on the day, I think worth mentioning, because we spent a ton of time with it, we had some reports from some people, including one of my best buddies who lives in Los Angeles and said it was like living in a mousetrap. But L.A. no longer under siege for at least now. Christopher Dorner officially identified, his remains are identified as those in the cabin from Tuesday out at Big Bear Lake. Now the decision has to happen on what to do with the $1 million, because remember there was $1 million being offered for the locating the whereabouts of Dorner. So they're discussing, can they, you know, with the rules of this, can they actually parcel it out to a couple of different people? Or no, they don't really meet the qualifications. That's what the mayor and the LAPD chief are saying. So we'll see if anyone even ends up getting any money. They'll keep the money because it's strictly, it's not about donating money to charity, especially since California is their own charity. They are there. Besides Illinois, could there be a worse state for grabbing every penny?
How about something that helps anger management classes?
Anger management. Well, you know, here's the deal. Revenge, what's the deal with revenge? When you are in a profession that you love, and then you're accused of being, you know, of lying, that no, the person with you, the experienced officer with you that you were being trained by, you're told that you didn't see that, they didn't kick the suspect, that didn't happen, what are you talking about? And then you're called a liar, and then eventually you're booted out of the force. And if that's not true, you can imagine the rage, just the what my mother used to call piss and vinegar, that just courses through someone's veins when they've been wronged. And I know all of you at some point in your life have had some sort of experience of being accused of something you didn't do. So imagine, magnify that by, you know, like 100%. Still, what happened to those families, so, so wrong. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 14th, 2013. Gold opened at $1,648.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.73. A half ounce for $844.87. Or a quarter ounce for $422.43. That's $1,689.73, $844.87, and $422.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Taglani, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. In the wings in our virtual green room, we spared no expense. He's got his feet up, he's relaxing, and he's thinking about that State of the Union address. Stacey Swimp, a member of the National Center's Project 21 Black Leadership Network. We love these guys. We've had so many different people on with just amazing things that they've written, editorials, all kinds of things that the Black leadership, frankly, from Project 21 has done. And so we're always happy to have somebody on, especially someone like Stacey, to talk about the State of the Union address a couple of days ago. First of all, Stacey, when you watched the speech, what was the overwhelming thing that you kept hearing that came out at you?
First of all, the first reaction I had was physiological. I was trying to keep from running to the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And, because it was quite sickening to listen to, the lies. Let me just, if I can be so candid on your show.
Sure.
The lies. And, the first thing he talked about was we need to finish the job. And immediately I began to say to myself, clearly he's referencing the globalist agenda that he's been on since he's been in office to strip Americans of all individual liberty and fundamentally changing this republic into a socialist nation. So to answer your question, that was the very first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, when you say that about the socialist nation thing, you know, when I say that on the air, I get pummeled. And when callers call up and say that, and then I'll back it up. We'll start to pick out different policies, different things. And when we look at that and we look at policies, what are a couple of things that really popped out at you?
Oh, that's very easy. Think about it. One of the things that he said was that he was concerned about Americans being able to find and retain full-time employment. Remember that?
Yes.
And the first thing I said to myself was, Mr. President, if that is true, then why did you push for and succeed in enacting what can only be called socialized medicine? Anytime that you have government medicine, you're forcing people to get this or be penalized or, in fact, criminalized. And that's the key part of your listeners. I hope that you're listening to that. The key part is if you don't do it, you will be criminalized. So this big government takeover, if you will lead to employers being forced to hire fewer people. That's what socialization does, socialized medicine. And if you want one more quick policy, let me point you to something called the Davis-Bacon Act. Now, the Davis-Bacon Act, to your listening audience, is a big labor a big labor policy. Now, I want you to understand something about the Davis-Bacon Act. The Davis-Bacon Act creates an unlevel playing field where the government gets to pick winners and losers. The winners are the unions, and the losers are the majority of the American workers who are not unions. So what this is really a form of corporate welfare, if you will, and entitlements that are given to the union. That is a form of socialism and labor. So, I mean, I can go on and on, but quickly, those are two things I want your listening audience to think about. Obamacare, yep. Big mm-hmm. labor.
Yeah, and with the Obamacare, this is the thing. So much now is starting to happen, Stacey, as you know, because people are seeing their policies double, triple, and also a lot of small businesses, which makes up the majority of the businesses in this country, are saying, man, mm-hmm. we're stuck, and it's cheaper for us. So if you're going to penalize us, or depending on the numbers of people we have, sure, we'll take that because it's cheaper.
Oh,
and
that's
a problem.
And I had a doctor describe Obamacare to me, and he likened it to a rubber band. And it sounded so simplistic, but it really is that simplistic. And what he was trying to say was that Obamacare creates a rubber band effect in the sense that because of socialized medicine, you're immediately, just like that, increasing the demand for health care. We know that, right?
Right.
But the other thing that people aren't thinking about is you're also decreasing the supply. So anytime that you decrease the supply, increase the demand, it creates an effect that goes in two opposite directions. And let me tell you something, folks. I came down with serious sinusitis, I guess they called it, a sinus infection a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the emergency room, and I'll make my point quickly, because my head was spinning. I was dizzy. But get this. When I got to the emergency room, I waited for 3 hours. Now, we're not even talking about Obamacare setting in yet, but I had to wait for 3 hours in excruciating pain. I want you to think about what that looks like once Obamacare sets in, and now you've got a room full of people in the emergency room who very often don't even need ER, but it's going to create a tremendous abuse of the system. So that three-hour wait that I had, guess what that turns into? A 6 or 7 hour wait.
Yeah, and then you can imagine.
In some cases, I assure you that there are going to be people who are going to die from preventable situations because of this kind of socialized medicine, my friends. Mark my words.
Yeah, and staying on that path for a second here, because this is interesting. You notice even when I got my insurance, they're talking about, oh, we'll pay for part of a gym or wellness programs and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying people shouldn't try to prevent or get healthy or whatever, but, mm-hmm. man, so much money is going in that direction. Let's be real about that. That's taking it away from the other stuff, don't you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And I don't want to forget, while we're talking about Obamacare if I can,
yeah.
I want people to understand that Sarah Palin nailed it a few years ago. I mean, she caught a lot of flack. But the reality of it is she nailed it when she talked about his death paddle. We can't let people forget about that, okay? At the end of the day, take, for example, prostate cancer. Now, we know that prostate cancer is something that can affect or impact any male. But the reality of it is that black men, for whatever reason, I'm not a doctor, I don't know why, but black men seem to be more predisposed to prostate cancer. Do you know that under the Obamacare death panel, they're saying that they're no longer going to recommend prostate exams as preventative care? What about that? So people, you know, and this is coming from the radical left who cares so much about the poor. This is coming from the same so-called black president. And by the way, I can't figure out what makes him black. No one's been able to explain that one to me yet. But this is coming from the so-called president who put up a website, if you remember, during his campaign, African Americans for Obama. But his policies clearly say he could care less about them.
Well, yeah, I had no idea about that, about the prostate exams. That's terrible, especially when you think of all the athletes and whatnot who have done commercials telling people to go get screenings and how vital that is because
they've had
it happen to them. Yeah, that's terrible.
Exactly. So, I mean, I have to tip my hat to Sarah Palin because she literally prophesied, if you will, about that kind of thing. And lo and behold, here we are. But circling back around, when you're talking about socialization or why we call this guy a socialist, people got to understand something. Let's talk about the tax system for a moment. Everyone has to have, and Dr. Ben Carson said it. I don't know if you saw his
speech. I did. It was excellent.
It was an excellent speech, but understand something, folks. I love Ben Carson, but he didn't say anything different than what conservatives have been saying for years.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything different than what President Ronald Reagan's financial advisor has said. Guess what? He didn't say anything different than what Herman Cain said during the presidential campaign, okay, for the Republican Party. The reality of it is that the president and the left are trying to create a socialist nation. And at the end of the day, they understand. They know what they're doing. When Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change America, he meant that, folks. If 45 to 50% of the American people, because of a broken or inadequate tax system, are not paying into the system, but yet the majority of the people who are getting out of the system are the same people who are not paying for the system, that can't stand. How many of you would allow me to come to your home, eat all your food, you know, use your electricity? I mean, you and your husband sound like very nice people, but I don't think you're going to let me do that. I really don't. You're not going to let me drive your car, drive all the gas
sure.
in your car, and never contribute to anything. What that is a theft. Socialism is nothing less than theft. When you're saying, and Obama's saying, and unfortunately, some of the people on the right are falling for the narrative. They're backpedaling. They're scared. And so they start using this class warfare rhetoric of the middle class. We kept hearing that during Obama's speech. Oh, the middle class, the middle class, the middle class. But the reality, what about solutions for all of Americans? Instead of us playing that game and separating Americans along economic status, what about we fix this broken tax system, scrap it, and put in a flat tax? What about we do something about the U.S. corporate tax code? Because under Obama, what's happening is America is now, it has the highest U.S. corporate tax code, I know I'm on a rant, in the world. How did that happen? There's no reason for that.
No.
And at the end of the day, that's penalizing businesses for being successful. It's forcing them to flee overseas. And then guess what? When they want to invest money back to the United States, guess what Obama wants to do? He wants to punish them again and tax them again. So businesses are saying, okay, well, you know, we want to do this. We want to create jobs here, the large corporations, some of them. We want to reinvest into the American people, but Obama is making it impossible for us to do it, and he knows it. So for people who are Obama apologists, if you will, it's amazing that you keep defending this guy when he's doing everything he can to destroy the opportunity for people he claims are the middle class and the lower class to live a quality of life. And guess what? I'm going to say this. Isn't it interesting how Mr. Obama puts his kids in private school and he's the leading voice against school choice in Washington, D.C.? Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, no kidding. Stacey, can you hang through with us? We need to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Created radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be.
Alright, we're continuing with Stacey Swimpen, member of the National Center's Policy 21 Black Leadership Network, and he certainly wasn't impressed, as I wasn't, with President Obama's State of the Union address, and we're picking apart certain things. We're talking about Obamacare as we see that unfold. That wasn't so much the focus at all of his speech, but it's something that cripples us and will cripple us economically. And you mentioned the corporate tax rate. We're just talking about that. It's so crazy. 35%, highest in the world. That's the biggest problem, but that's never, ever discussed. And yet in his speech, he mentioned Apple. He started talking about a few other companies, choice companies, Caterpillar or whatever, which we hear in every single speech and they throw out. But if you dig a little bit deeper, you find out that it's really not as many jobs as they're sort of playing up to, and that this is nothing of bringing jobs back. Those companies are still, they still have operations in other countries.
Absolutely. You know, one of the comments that the president made was, and this is a direct quote because it's branded in my brain because I just couldn't believe he had the audacity to say it. He said, the next revolution in manufacturing is made here in America. This is what he said. The next revolution in manufacturing is made here in America. He said, we can get that done. And my first thought was, Mr. President, not as long as you continue raising the U.S. corporate tax code and forcing jobs overseas and then punishing businesses when they attempt to invest profits from abroad back into the United States of America. It's just not going to happen. But I want you to, I want to make sure that we don't forget to talk about this also. Remember, he said that he also wants to call for an increase in the federal minimum wage to
$9.
Yes, $9. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and we had people on saying that's not possible. Yeah.
To your listening audience, people, I'm going to make this very simple. Every sound economist knows that entry-level jobs are at tremendous risk every time the minimum wage is increased. And in layman's terms, what am I saying? I'm saying that every time minimum wage goes up, American workers are laid off. It's just that simple. So you might say, well, why is that, Stacey? It's simple, folks. The majority of the job creators in the United States of America are small business owners. They're not the big rich guys that everybody's talking about on the left who's taking advantage of the poor little guy. That's a false narrative. Okay, Obama's not Robin Hood, folks. At the end of the day, the majority of the jobs in this nation are created by small business owners. So guess what? Every time that goes up, not only are they continuing to have to pay payroll taxes and pay all this other stuff, but now all of a sudden they gotta pay more for people who haven't even earned that. How would you feel? And to the host of this show, how would you feel if you're working a job and you develop a skill set? Mm-hmm. And now you're making $9 and $10 an hour, and all of a sudden, because the government says so, the employers are going to put somebody at an equal level with you, not so-called equal times or equal pay, even though they haven't earned it. Wouldn't you feel just a little bit offended?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a little bit offended. So, but from an economic standpoint, folks, if you raise the minimum wage to $9, millions of Americans are going to lose their jobs because small business owners can't handle that forced increase by the government. They have overhead. Okay, they have overhead. So now it's just too much. You want to socialize medicine on the small business owner. You want to increase minimum wage on the small business owner. Barack Obama is going to create a situation through his administration where poverty in this country is going to escalate exponentially. We already have a record number of people on welfare, people. We have a record number of people in poverty, children who are hungry because of this man. Our country is doing worse now than what we've done in decades because of this man and his policies.
Yeah.
Wake up. I have to tell you.
I agree.
Wake up.
Yeah. Let me read you something. This is from the State of the Union address, and you heard and you know, but a year and a half ago, I put forward an American Jobs Act that independent economists, get that, said would create more than 1 million new jobs. I thank the last Congress for passing some of that agenda, and I urge this Congress to pass the rest. Tonight, I'll lay out additional proposals that are fully paid for and fully consistent with the budget framework both parties agreed to just 18 months ago. And then I love this part. He said, let me repeat, nothing I'm proposing tonight should increase our deficit by a single dime. Yeah, right. I did the numbers, and it definitely did.
We call that four-tongue language. Now, folks, I'm from the ghetto, okay? I'm from the ghetto. Back in the hood, I'm just telling you, I'm from the ghetto. And I'm just being honest. And there's a term that we used to use when we were growing up for dope fiends. It was called a dope fiend move. Obama tried to pull a dope fiend move on American people, okay? Now, what do I mean by a dope fiend move? You know, a dope addict tends to, in the hood, if you were anywhere else, when he wants to try to get something more from you, he'll perpetrate this fraud and put on a mask and make you think he's changed the era of his ways. I'm a new guy. I'm not going to spend like I used to spend. I'm not going to do the things I used to do. In fact, I'm open to the Republican Party. At the end of the day, guess what we found out? He was still pushing the same big spending, big government, keep taxing the American people agenda. Didn't we learn that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We call that a dope fiend move. I bet y'all didn't know he was a dope fiend.
I love that. And another thing, it goes right along with this, where he's talking about the Fix It First program, putting people to work as soon as possible on urgent repairs, like the 70,000 deficient bridges in this country, and then says, and it's under the same breath, but taxpayers shouldn't shoulder the burden. Really? We don't want to shoulder any of it. There's states, and there's things that come in from toll roads.
You want to talk about bridges and construction, my friend. Let me tell you, listening audience, I'm going to go back to what I said about big labor. So the president is talking about building bridges and construction jobs, but he is the most anti-free market president in American, in modern American history. Why am I saying that? I don't want people just to think I'm talking. Folks, I want to look up three things, very quickly. I want you to look up something called the Davis-Bacon Act. You heard me mention that earlier. Now, yep. What does that mean? That means that jobs that are fully or partly funded by the federal government, construction jobs to be specific, because of big labor and these false, non-transparent surveys that they allow the unions to fill out, what happens is they're forcing a certain wage on the American workers, and they're trying to say that the taxpayers, in fact, need to pay 15% to 50% higher for projects than what they should be paying. This is because, again, of the relationship between the left and big labor. But here's the other thing. The Davis-Bacon Act was created in 1931 with a specific purpose of keep black workers from the South who were going in a Jim Crow society, who were going to the northern states and underbidding white-only unions in the 1920s and 30s, they say we got to put a stop to that. And guess how they did it with the Davis-Bacon Act? 81 years later, guess what they're still doing? The Davis-Bacon Act. Okay? Yeah. And project labor agreements. It's the same thing. Project labor agreements are conditioned for employment that says that you must be in a union in order to bid on certain contracts or work on certain contracts in construction jobs. Now, why should the majority of the American workers who are not a part of a union be discriminated against and be prevented from working in building trades? But that's one of the things that the president is doing. So when he talks about these bridges, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't belong to a union, you're not getting that job. Okay?
Yeah, that's
true. And nine times out of ten, if you live in an urban community, if you're black, a minority, if you're a woman, if you're a female, guess, let me tell you something. If you have a lot of women in our nation who are small business owners, even in building trades industries. A lot of people don't know that. Okay? And these women in particular are being discriminated against by the Obama administration in construction industries. Who would have thunk it when the president also talked about we need to do something like a women's victim act? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, the women's.
So he's the same guy that's victimizing women in construction industries, my friend.
Well, how is it, Stacey, seriously, how is it that the president seems to float on angel wings? How did, you know, how did this happen back to back in twice? There was definitely opposition. There were people pointing things out saying, you know, listen, look at the track record. Look at what happened in the, what he did in Illinois at the state level. Then when he comes in as a senator for such a short period of time, I mean, now are people waking up? Yeah.
How did it happen? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did a couple of things. But there are two parallel answers to that question. The first thing is, let's talk about the fact that sadly, unfortunately, a great number of Americans are what we call constitutionally illiterate. Okay? That's not to insult anybody. That's to say that means that they're not learned in the principles of the United States Constitution. They do not understand the role of government. That's why they buy into the left's agenda of big government and government taking the responsibility for things that we should be doing for ourselves or for one another. So that's constitutional illiteracy, the major problem in our country, the lack of strong civic education in the government-run schools, the public school system, which is failing. Moral illiteracy, moral relativism, all financial illiteracy, and let's face it, folks, just flat-out illiteracy. So at the end of the day, illiteracy morally, financially, and constitutionally opens up, opens a pathway, if you will, opens an inroad for the kind of manipulation that we see on the left. But let's take some responsibility, in spite of that, on the right, because we're complicit in our own failures. And at the end of the day, part of the problem is, and I'm going to be very candid, too many conservatives talk too much and do too little. I get sick of hearing whining conservatives. Oh, but they're going to call us racist. And Stacey, we can't go out there. Because I live in Michigan, and I'm telling you something, conservatives will not go out. They haven't since I've been in Michigan. We'll not go into Detroit. We'll not go into Pontiac and Flint and Saginaw, these predominantly left communities. They won't go into Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, but they'll whine and cry, it's impossible that but Obama got 100% of the vote in Philadelphia. Well, I don't know if that's impossible, but what I do know is if that is possible, then the reason why it's possible is because we don't take it upon ourselves to go and develop and cultivate relationships and promote the message of limited government, individual responsibility, a strong free market, and a strong defense in these communities. We concede them to the left, and then when we get the results that we get, we start whining about it.
Yeah.
So at some point, we have got to take some responsibility for choking on what we know instead of getting out there and doing the mission with the people who don't know what we know instead of always preaching to the choir. When Mitt Romney came to Michigan, he spent all his time in the suburbs. He spent all his time in the rural area. Okay? At the end of the day, he had the right message. Listen, I told you I was ghetto, right? It was an old white Republican. See, I don't care what you look like. All that matters is do you know the truth? Do you believe in this country? Do you believe in the principles of this great republic that are built upon Judeo-Christian principles?
Yeah. Perfect place to end this thing. Good stuff. Stacey Swift, we'd love to have you back on again. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right, talk about walking the line as we head into the final turn here on America Tonight. Danica Patrick is walking the line. Why? Well, she's going to drive for the Turner Scott Motorsports crew And that's at the Daytona International Speedway, the nationwide series opener. Huge, of course. She moves full-time to the Sprint Cup Series this year at Stewart Haas Racing. And her big sponsor has always been GoDaddy.com. She's in the 34 Chevy, and she's raring to go. But at Media Day, because you remember, this is like the Super Bowl of auto racing. It was all about Ricky Stenhouse and dating him, dating another driver. So, yeah, is she kind of on that line where you don't want to go? This is mixing business and pleasure. She talked about it.
We have always raced each other with a big level of respect, and we've always given each other a lot of room out there, and I don't see that changing. He was just one of the people from the very beginning that, and I'm not saying anything I haven't ever said before, that, you know, gave me respect and was not scared to help me and, you know, wanted to see me get better. And I think that in a lot of situations, that's not the case. Ricky and I mean, that's how we met, was in racing and against each other. And he was a rookie back in 2010, and it was my first year. So we saw each other at those rookie meetings, and, you know, we spent all of our time just racing against each other. So I don't see it changing, to be honest. I think that's going to be the easiest part of the two of us is racing against each other.
All right, so here's the question. When they go out, who drives? They're both professional NASCAR drivers. So do they argue for who gets to be the driver, or do they flip for it? What do you think happens there?
What I'm confused about is she said he was a rookie and it was her first year. Wouldn't that make her a rookie too?
Well, that's NASCAR, because she raced forever in Indy. So not to confuse anyone about that. Yes. Yeah. And it was a big deal for the jump to NASCAR. A lot of people didn't want Danica in NASCAR, but then there were many people that championed her, too, because it's NASCAR. NASCAR and Indy racing are different. Different cars, a whole different game, different animal. But, you know, she has her detractors, and she has the people that definitely are championing the cause of Danica Patrick. Maybe brings new fans in, who knows. But already they have lots of fans in this sport. In any sport, it's about keeping the interest, which is why the Michael Jordan story of, you know, he's 50 years old, and would he actually really seriously go back into hoop, which seems crazy, and this has been kind of a fodder for the sports talk types. If you listen to Sports Talk Radio, little blurbs about it have come up. And, you know, the thing is, Jordan going back into the game makes absolutely zero sense. It makes for funny things, you know, for this whole 50th birthday deal. But the comparisons and to try to do it, forget it. I mean, really, getting those Air Jordans on, walking onto the court and seeing what he could still do, it's just a dumb idea. He was the man. There's no denying he was a superstar in basketball and really had people watching the game even just to watch him at some points in his career. So that'd be stupid. Be stupid, I think. Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen.
Baseball.
Yeah, baseball, been there, done that. Baseball was the mistake, I think. I mean, there's no reason to do it. You know, that's the problem with that. Why do it when you own the lane, when you are the guy, the man, the person that nobody could possibly overtake? Why even mess around with it? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
He was like the inventor of slam dunk.
He was the inventor of a lot of things. I mean, this is how you know when you're a brand, it's different. Hey, you're a good player. People know you. They respect you. But when everybody still today, like my young nephew knows Michael Jordan, never saw him play, all that stuff. Oh, Jordan, 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 reading books on Jordan. People in Europe, people all over the world knowing who he was, because he transcended. He was on a whole different level, So it'll be fun coming up next week when we talk a little bit about NASCAR, because I know there's certainly some motorheads out there that love to watch the Daytona. Like I said, it is the Super Bowl of racing. And for me, the thing about racing that is cool is I think you have to go to a live event. if you go and you, whether it's NASCAR's your thing or Indy or whatever it is, you know, I used to say it was a bunch of left-hand turns until I went to see it, and then I was like, whoa, it's not a bunch of left-hand turns. There's more to this sport than meets the eye.
And then you get a tire to your face.
Yeah, you know, tires to my face, luckily. I had media credentials and went down to the pits and spent some time with some drivers, and it was very, very cool. It was cool to be that close and to watch, and a whole different experience. I mean, a whole different experience, without a doubt. All right, we're going to jump around here a little bit, because as I said, it's the tail end, so I like to throw at you some of the things that you might have missed that I think are pretty wild on the day. And it includes this. If I told you, okay, Donald the Mouth Trump selling a casino, think casino, how much would he sell the casino for? You know, I'm thinking if we're playing The Price is Right on this, I'd be terrible at that. I'd be terrible at that.
I'm trying to do The Price is Right theme. I fail.
I've watched it a few times, and I like Drew Carey, and boy, I just don't shop enough. I'm not like the typical female that's out there shopping, looking around.
Bob Barker, I hope.
Bob Barker is not the Price is Right guy.
The original Price is Right guy.
But Drew Carey has been the guy for now ever, 5 years at least.
Fine.
Roll with the times, brother. So Trump Plaza, how much do you think? Let's ask Charles in charge. What do you think Trump Plaza, a casino, what do you think it sold for in Atlantic City?
Let's see.
Think casino.
I'd have to say Virgin Beauty.
Think how much money. What's the price tag?
Trillion?
Yeah, trillion. No, let's not be ridiculous. Okay, Plaza, no. Trump Plaza cost $210 to build. It opened in the 80s, and he just sold it for $20 million. I mean, that's like bargain basement cheap. Movie stars buy houses for $20 million. Buying a casino for $20 million? Wow. And that, you know, the company has everything. They've got food service, all the other stuff, the company that bought it. So this is a layup for them to do it. It's one of the first casinos that you see when you go into Atlantic City because it's right near the Boardwalk Hall, and it's towers over the boardwalk. It has 906 hotel rooms. And it's got, you know, 2,000 other things, room space inside of it, and it's centrally located. So $20 million is pretty cheap to buy a casino. Although, really, who wants to run a casino in a city where they're still ravaged by Sandy and where people are not going down to gamble, so much so that some of the casinos are talking about just doing weekends? Let's just have 3 days where the casino's open because we're just losing way too much money.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.